My guest this evening is a gentleman by the name of Philip Etheridge. Phil Etheridge, he is from the band Men on the Border, and they are a Sid Barrett tribute band who are coming to Cambridge on Saturday. Phil, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Oh, brilliant. There we go. I was panicking that this wasn't going to work at all, but there we go. It does. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm a bit sweaty. I've just been actually packing gear, and it was right up until 2 minutes before 5:30 that I was doing that, and I suddenly realised, well, what time is it? Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you remembered. So where are you at the moment in the world?
I'm at home in Sweden in a little village called Sea, which is right by a beautiful lake, and it's where I live.
Okay.
It's about 2.5 hours drive north of Stockholm.
Okay, all right. I've been to Sweden, went a couple of years ago for the Eurovision. That's it. That was in Malmo, which I presume you're the other side of the country to that, are you?
Malmo is about 800 kilometres from here, and that's where we'll be going tomorrow morning. So we'll leave here about 6 o'clock in the morning and drive to Malmo. And we're going to go over the bridge into Copenhagen, where we have a gig tomorrow night.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, yeah, I did that bridge journey. We stayed in Copenhagen and we went to the Eurovision. Anyway, enough about Eurovision and more about Sid Barrett. So you guys are coming over to Cambridge on Saturday to play a gig in Cherry Hinton, I understand.
That's right. Yep.
So obviously Cambridge is the birthplace, and sadly the place where Sid Barrett passed away as well.
It is.
Have you played in Cambridge before?
No, never.
Okay. So did this gig come about?
This is a first. Well, Jöran is a great networker. This is my partner in the band. Mm-hmm. He does most of the singing. And Jöran is a fantastic networker, and he's actually had contact with a group on Facebook for a couple of years now, 2 or 3 years, in fact. And they're a group of people that are, many of them actually knew Sid, were friends with Sid, and the rest are just great fans. And they've sort of put us up to this, basically, you know, because they meet once a year. I think they do it every year. Mm. And about 40 or 50 of them are meeting in Cambridge, so they asked us if we wanted to come over and play, and of course we do. So this is quite an adventure.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah. And the funny thing is that when we were looking around trying to find other gigs on the way to Cambridge, we stumbled across a Sid Barrett tribute concert in Brighton, of all places, on Friday the 12th.
Okay.
So we sent these guys some links to YouTube and Spotify, and they asked us to play as well. So we'll be there on Friday, which is pretty amazing.
Brilliant. So you're making a bit of a trip of it then. I suppose it's worthwhile doing that when you come over. You may as well try and do as much as you can.
Absolutely, yeah.
So give me a bit of history about the band and yourself. How long have you been formed for as Men on the Border?
Since the end of 2011. And this is when, actually, Jöran, I've known Jöran for like 25 years, and he came along to me, and I have my own studio at home, and I've been playing in bands forever, and recording people as well. And Jöran came along and asked me if I wanted to, or if I fancied doing a couple of songs, a couple of Sid Barrett songs. So he sent me a couple of songs which he recorded acoustically on his iPhone, and I started, I got a little bit inspired by that and started arranging and recording. And it was the first song we did, it was actually a song called Octopus, which was interesting, to say the least, because it's like there's sort of very little logic to the song. But once I started getting into it, then I sort of found lots and lots of things to play with. Mm. And that was great fun. We did that one and another song called Late Nights. And then, I enjoyed the process so much. And Jöran is a great ideas guy. So his ideas and me sitting in the studio and doing actually most of the playing. But we decided to put together an album. And so we did that. And it took about a year. And that was Shine. After that, we did another. We started almost immediately doing another album, but it's this time was about 80% our own stuff. So, not Sid stuff. There's a couple of Sid songs on it, but the rest is our own.
Okay, I guess you've only got so much to work with in terms of covers from Sid, haven't you? Because he didn't do
Absolutely.
Too much as a solo artist.
Yeah. he didn't do that much. So we've done actually 14 songs now. There's a couple more that we've done since then.
Okay.
But it's just for fun, and it's a lot of work, but it's good work. It's good fun work.
Yeah. So were you into Pink Floyd and Sid before you were approached by this?
Not really. I used to like Pink Floyd a lot. Yeah. But not like that. Mm. And Sid was, most of the songs I'd actually never even heard when Göran came along and started sending me stuff on these acoustic recordings, just one acoustic guitar and his voice. He'd send me the song and I'd start arranging it and working on it without listening to the original. And this is after I'd done that a couple of times, I decided that that would be the thing. I wouldn't listen to the original at all, and wouldn't be affected by that in any way.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. So made it a really interesting process, and consequently the songs are nothing like Sid, but they are Sid songs, but they're sort of in a kind of more contemporary mode, and playable and listenable, actually much more listenable than Sid's originals, which were affected by his state of health.
Yeah. So what's the appetite like for your band's music? And obviously you're based in Sweden, you must play around Europe. Which countries are into this sort of stuff?
Actually, most. We've got fans in Russia and Italy a lot, and UK some. Where else? Spain. Yeah, why? I don't know. But it's kind of weird. But we have this blog, or rather Göran has this blog going on Facebook. And he's been writing, and he's been researching and writing about Sid now for a couple of years, and putting out these blogs on our Facebook page, which is just Facebook Men on the Border.
Right.
And this has been shared now. So in the last few weeks we've had, like, I think the most it's been has been 517,000 people sharing these blogs, you know, which is kind of weird.
Mm.
But I don't know if it actually means anything, you know. But it's quite fun. It's a big number.
Well, sharing is actually good. It likes you. I'm always a little bit suspicious about on Facebook, but sharing's good because that means somebody has actually pushed a button and puts it on their own timeline. So that definitely is a good thing. So tell us a bit more about the gig in Cherry Hinton. You're playing at the Rathmore Club, which is in Cherry Hinton on Cherry Hinton Road.
Yep.
It's at 8 o'clock on Saturday. Are tickets available? How do people get involved with that gig?
The easiest thing to do is to ring and queue. But I don't know if there's going to be an awful lot of space, but because it's not very big.
It doesn't sound like it. I've not been there. It doesn't sound like it's a particularly big place to me. But,
no, it's not. It's not big.
But is that a good thing from your point of view? Is that if you play somewhere where lots of people are crammed into a small space, is that better than playing a bigger venue?
I don't mind, actually, and I'm actually quite like doing big gigs as well.
Mm.
And we got one of those in July. Well, I don't know how many, but a couple of thousand anyway. But that'll be fun. But it doesn't really matter, you know. We play a lot of small places as well, really small places, you know, sort of 30 and 40 people as well.
Mm.
So it's not a problem.
And how regularly do you play?
Not that regularly. Probably every other month or something like that.
Okay. So this is quite a busy time in comparison then, with a couple of gigs back to back in different countries.
Yeah, it's actually really nice because it's we rehearse a lot, we play a lot together, but it's going to be nice to actually get on stage and do it sort of three nights in a row almost, because that's when you really start to get into it.
Yeah.
And it becomes very much easier.
Yeah,
so this is great from that perspective, that when we get to Cambridge, then we'll be cooking, hopefully. Mm. Yeah,
you'll be on form. The other gigs will be the warm-up, and that'll be the main event.
This is it, yeah.
So finally, I'm intrigued about you and your story. How did you end up in Sweden? You obviously are from this country originally.
Yeah, I married a Swede ages ago, and I moved over here, and it's become my home. So I have my family here and a job.
What's it like to live in as a country?
It's very civilized. and it's fun. I mean, it didn't used to be fun. To be perfectly honest, it wasn't much fun back when I first moved here. But they felt like they were 20 years behind the UK. But it doesn't feel that way anymore, not by any means. In fact, in some ways, it's gone the other way.
Yeah.
You know, that's from a technical point of view, you know, with all the with the internet and the contact that you have now, that was lacking probably back in the 80s. It's not like that anymore.
Okay,
I mean,
all right.
Witness the fact that we're sitting here talking on Skype.
Exactly, and the internet connection is fine. So there
it's
we go.
Good, yeah.
All right. Well, if people want more information about you and to grab your albums, you mentioned those. The website is menontheborder.com, and your Facebook is facebook.com/menontheborder as well. Have a good night in Cambridge on Saturday, and in Copenhagen and in Brighton as well, and all these other glamorous locations that you're going to. I'm going to do the travel news for our listeners, but after that, I'm going to play the track. Actually, coincidentally, that you mentioned. And Octopus from your album.
Right.
So we'll do that in a minute. But thanks, Phil, for joining me.
Thank you, Tim.
Cheers.
Very nice to talk to you.
No worries.
Cheers.
Bye. That's Phil Etheridge from the band Men on the Border, Syd Barrett tribute band that you can go and see play in Cambridge, Terry Hinton, on Saturday night.
us here. Close our eyes to the octopus
That's Octopus from Men on the Border, the Syd Barrett tribute band, and you can see them in Cambridge in Cherry Hinton Road at the Rathbone Club on Saturday night, 8 o'clock start. Thanks to Phil Etheridge for joining me all the way from Sweden.